弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to everyone.
时间过得真快。
Time flies.
其实我常常用这句话来提醒我自己。
I often use this words to remind myself.
因为
Me too.
You too. Okay, that's good. 因为时间过得很快，我们做的很少，所以我们要赶紧。
Because time flies so fast, we did so little, so therefore we need to hurry.
我们看到腓立比书从第二章开始就是解释，让我们信徒要在生活中追求完成神的旨意。
And from the chapter, chapter 2 of Philippians, we can see that God has asked us to pursue perfection in spirituality.
而在这个弯曲卑劣的时代里面，将生命的道表现出来。
So that the truths of life will be revealed in this crooked and depraved world.
保罗劝勉腓立比的信徒要以生命来传扬神的道。
Paul has reminded the brothers and sisters in Philippian church to use their own life to spread God's words.
同样的，今天他也对我们说话。
And as of today, he is doing the same thing to us.
今天我们的使命也是要活出这个得救的生命。
Today, our mission is also to reveal, to exhibit our life.
或者活出这个得救生命的所做的功夫。
And so that we reveal the efforts that we make to exhibit our life.
这一段的经文看来是很特别的。
And these verses appear to be very special.
就好像与保罗其他教训有不搭相符。
Seemingly unrelated to Paul's teaching in other places in the Bible.
因为在第十二节里面讲到要恐惧沾浸做成得救的功夫。
Because in verse 12 it says that work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
那你说得救不是本无恩有因则信吗？
But are we saying that because but we are saved because of salvation?
人怎么能够成做成得救的功夫呢？
How can we work out our own salvation?
在罗马书里面保罗也这样做的。
And in the book of Romans, Paul said,
他在罗马书三章二十七跟二十八节这么的讲明。
In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 27 to 28, it says,
他说，即使这样，那你能夸口呢？
Where then is boasting?
没有可夸的。
It is excluded.
用合法没有的呢？
On what principle?
是用立功之法呢？
On that of observing the law.
不是，乃是信主之法。
No, but on that of faith.
所以我们看定了人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
这里的意思就是指明救恩完全是神的工作。
So that tells us that the salvation is totally and absolutely the work of a God.
人在得救的功夫里面没有任何的功劳。
In the process of salvation, human efforts are none.
一点也帮不了神的忙。
Nothing that we can do can help us our own salvation.
人不能借助任何的方式来赚取救恩。
By no means we could not earn our salvation.
既然如此
，although
这里讲到得救的功夫又指什么事情呢
？And what are the efforts of salvation that we are talking about here?
今天我们要从这段经文里面来思考三个的动词。
Then today, through these verses, we're going to reflect upon three verbs.
这里告诉我们要做成得救的功夫。
So we have to work out our salvation.
有人对这个救恩的解释有几方面。
And salvation can be interpreted in many aspects.
有人说救恩是神做成的。
Some people say salvation is the work of God.
但是需要人去承受这个所谓的这个救恩。
But it needs people to bear the salvation.
需要人去承受这个救恩才可以完成。
It needs people to achieve, to finally receive the salvation to be completed.
因为他们相信神的道，神是一个道德的神。
Our Lord, therefore, our Lord is a moral Lord.
他是有道德程序的。
He has a moral principles.
所以他将救恩做在我们这些有道德性的人的身上。
So he worked out his salvation on those people who have morals.
所以我们他不当我们是机器人。
He doesn't treat us like a piece of machine.
或者一个木偶而已。
Or a piece of market.
木偶啊。
Puppy, something.
是有道德责任的。
And who have moralities.
我们的救恩虽然由神做成。
Even though our salvation is worked out by the Lord.
但是我们需要去印证去回应。
But we need to respond, to reflect to it.
那第二种看法对这个救恩的这个解释。
The second interpretation of salvation is.
乃是他强调那个神的主权。
And the emphasis on the sovereignty of our God.
这个主权与人的自由是可以配合的。
And a God's sovereignty can work together with a people's freedom.
是的，是神拣选了我们。
Because our God, it is God who elected us.
但是在他救恩的这个配合里面，也让我们自己去回应。
In the process of salvation, God has asked us to respond to it.
那么另外有一种的解释就是这样的。
This is such an interpretation of salvation.
就是比较神秘性的。
And another interpretation is pretty mysterious.
他说没有人给我们很好的答案。
Nobody has provided us with a concrete, plausible answers.
是神完全的拣选呢，还是我们还要负责的呢？
It is our God's complete election or our total human will.
我们不知道，我们就接受就好了。
We do not know the answer, we just have to accept it.
所以你看到这些的看法真使我们觉得有很多的矛盾。
And through all these interpretations, we are puzzled and baffled.
所以也证明了人的真的很有限。
And that also from a point of view reveals that we human beings are very limited.
救恩的真正的意义是什么呢？
What is the true meaning of our salvation?
基本上来说，这个救恩包含了与神跟与人两方面的关系。
And the salvation comprises two relationships. One is with God, one is with human being.
而这两方面是相对的。
And these two aspects are contradictory.
当我们讲与神的关系的来说，
When we talk about our relationship with God,
救恩就是指到我们的罪恶得赦免。
The salvation refers to that our sins are forsaken by God.
将来不接受这个刑罚。
So that we are not going to receive eternal punishment in the future.
得着永生的盼望。
So that we have eternal hope.
这方面的功劳完全是借助耶稣去成就的。
And all these has been achieved by the sole power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人在神的面前只有蒙恩得救的罪人而已。
And people in front of our Lord are nothing but a whole bunch of blessed sinners.
没有任何的功夫做的。
Having no credit whatsoever at all.
也没有任何的功劳可夸的。
No credit to boast about.
这是与神之间的关系。
This is the relationship with our Lord.
但与人的自己的这个关系来说，
But in light of the relationship with human being ourselves.
救恩这是指着重生得救的一个表现。
And salvation has become a performance of a reborn life.
或者说一个得救的人。
Or we talk about a person, a saved person.
在人的面前要活出这个见证来。
A person who exhibits his own saved life in front of other people.
在生活中要追求圣洁。
In life, they pursue purity.
见证或者吸引人到主的面前来。
Testimony to our Lord and attract people to Lord.
这是人应当努力做成的功夫。
This is the thing that we have to make efforts to achieve.
甚至是努力去完成的一个使命。
So that we endeavor to achieve this mission.
所以在第十三节那边就告诉我们。
Therefore, it tells us in verse 13.
他说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行的。
For it is God who works in you,
为了要成就他的美意。
both to will and to work out his good purpose.
我们要注意这里讲到运行这两个字。
We must be pay attention to the word, to the two words, work.
神在我们里面运行的意思，神在我们里面工作。
Our Lord works among us, that means the Lord has performed, work in us.
神坐在我们的生命里面。
Lord sits in our lives.
做成你们得救的功夫。
Achieving all the efforts, of salvation.
可以翻译说做出来你自己的救恩或者把你的救恩做出来。
So that we can translate it into God has worked out, the salvation for us.
所以把神坐在我们里面的救恩用行为表明出来。
So we can exhibit the salvation worked out by our God.
啊，这里说做讲做成就是完成的意思。
And worked out here, it means accomplished, achieving.
不要让神的救恩在我们里面只做了一半，没有完成。
So that we should not let the works of a God, achieving only halfway.
啊，所以他就要我们恐惧战兢的做出来，一直做到完成。
So that's why it says, "Worked out your own salvation with fear and trembling."
我们要恐惧战兢。
We must fear and tremble.
你说这个合理不合理呢
？Do you think this is reasonable?
啊，其实有一个比喻这么说。
And there's a parable that says.
啊，有一个有一位医生，他是外科医生。
There is a doctor. He's a surgeon.
啊，他做这个医生已经做了30多年了。
He's been being a doctor for 30 years.
他说每次他要开刀的时候，他都很紧张。
Each time he does a operation, he feels very nervous.
而且里面有恐惧而战战兢兢的。
He has fear and trembling in his heart.
就是他要吃这个镇静剂，慢慢的压制他的紧张下来后才开始开刀。
So much that he has to take tranquilizer, to calm himself down.
而他这么做的。
And that's what he said.
他说这是正常的。
And he said, this is quite normal.
这是健康的现象。
And this is a very normal thing.
因为这样可以免去粗心大意啊。
免去什么？
粗心大意。
Oh, that in doing so, that can, cancel the carelessness.
所以恐惧战兢翻译出来就是有适当的敬畏与责任。
So the fear and trembling can be translated to have adequate responsibility and duty.
所以我们怎么做到呢？你说。
How can we achieve that?
我们不用担心。
Don't worry.
因为这里告诉我们神在我们里面心里运行去做。
Because God has told us that He is working in us.
我们的意志，我们的能力可以出于神。
Because our will and our strength can come from God.
只要让神在我们的生命里面运行来做成。
As long as we allow God to work among us.
这个运行这个在英文字里面翻译成 energy.
And the word can be translated into energy in English.
啊，就是能量的意思。
And that means sort of energy.
所以这里告诉我们有效的做成，大力的能做成。
And it tells us effective work.
所以我们讲到得救的功夫的时候，就是要见证我们的主，把他给我们的生命活出来。
When we talk about efforts of salvation, that means that we have to work out and live out the God's work among us.
我们中国人啊。不大注重这个名分。
Our Chinese, we do not pay much more attention to fame, status. We do, okay.
我讲这个是有原因的。
I said that for a reason.
因为有一句话是这样做的。
Because there's a very old saying says,
他说有名无实是没有用的。有名无实。
If there is only name without substance, that is totally in vain.
当然不是每个人这么想了。
But it doesn't apply to everybody.
可是圣经告诉我们，名分是代表属灵的福气。
And in the Bible, it tells us that our name, it represents the grace from our Lord.
如果名分失掉的话，
if we lose our name,
福气也没了。
And God's blessing disappears.
所以你看旧约的有一位叫做以扫的，把他的长子的名分卖给他的弟弟雅各后。
So therefore, in the Testament, we have the story of Esau who sold his name of elders. the elder brother, right?
Yeah. 就是卖给他的弟弟。
And he sold his status to his he ceded his status to his brother.
虽然事实上他还是长子。
But as a matter of fact, he's still a older brother.
但是他却失去了长子应有的福分了。
But he has lost the favor and the benefits of being a elder.
今天我们借着耶稣基督得了这个救恩。
But today, by our Lord Jesus Christ, we have got salvation.
也就是说我们也得了儿子的名分啊。
That means we got the benefits and status of a son of God.
然而我们是否也还在真的享受着神给我们的福气和喜乐呢？
But, however, are we enjoying the benefits and the status brought upon by the name?
今天很多基督徒虽然已经得着救恩，
Even though today a lot of Christians we have already got the salvation,
但是却没有享受到救恩的福气。
But we fail to enjoy the blessing out of the salvation.
我们整天就是为了很多琐琐碎的事繁忙而担忧。
We busy every day on a daily basis and worry about our daily earthly life.
就好像我们的家庭、我们的工作挂虑。
It's just like our family worries, our jobs, our concerns.
使得我们心中没有平安。
So that, we do not enjoy peace in our heart.
也没有喜乐了。
And we don't, forget about joy in the heart.
所以保罗提醒我们要在这方面积极的去追求。
But that's why Paul has reminded us so many times that we must pursue this different route.
不但有得救的生命。
Not only we have a saved life.
更要有得救的表现。
But we also have to live out the saved performance.
所以这里说恐惧战兢做成得救的功夫。
So that's why it says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
这个就是指着我们救恩的福气啊。
And this is referring to the blessings of our own salvation.
告诉我们要追求圣洁的生活。
Telling us to seek our pure sacred life.
为什么我们生命如果不恐惧战兢的时候去追求，我们随时会失去这种圣洁生活的见证呢？
But if we do not pursue our life with fear and trembling, we will not achieve that.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为有一些原因我们不可以忽略的。
Because there are certain reasons that we cannot neglect.
一个是外在的原因。
One is outside reason.
就是我们的敌人魔鬼撒旦常常要攻击我们。
Our foe, our enemy, Satan is attacking us all the time.
他随时趁机会来试探我们。
He's trying to tempt us at every occasion he has.
也试图控告我们。
And he is accusing us.
知道我们的软弱的时候。
And he knows when we are weak.
让我们在软弱上跌倒。
And he allows us he calls us to fall in our weaknesses.
也是借助疾病。
And by means of sickness.
或者借助一些失败。
By means of failures in our life.
或者借助一些家庭的问题。
By means of our family troubles.
我们要恐惧战兢的。
We are fearing and trembling.
当然有些人说我在某方面已经很强了。
But with some people say, hey, I'm very strong in certain, ways.
哎，我不吸烟，我不赌博。
I don't smoke, I don't gamble.
但是不等于在其他方面我们就软了，我就叫刚强。
But that doesn't equate a strength in other, aspects of our life.
就好像有看到一些人很温柔的。
When you see some people who appear to be very tender.
但是他缺乏爱心。
But they lack love.
有的人有爱心。
But when some people has a lot of love,
但是他缺乏谦卑，说我最有爱心的。
But he likes in humility.
有人谦卑，但是缺乏容忍的心。
But some people are humble, but he likes for tolerance.
所以不要以为在生命某一个部分你得胜了，我就行了。
Not because that you are very strong in certain aspect in your life, you think you're completely strong in everything.
我们要随时的小心。
But we must be very, very heedful.
免得陷入了撒旦的试探里面。
So that we are not going to fall into the trap set by Satan.
这是外在的一个攻击。
And this is the thing that we can see from outside.
但是内在的有一个老我在里面。
But innate, we have an old self in there.
保罗他做了几十年基督徒还是这样的感叹的说道
Paul had been Christians for dozens of years he said this
他说我愿意行的善反而做不着
But he said I would love to do good deeds but I cannot do it
我所不愿意行的恶我倒去做了
But the sinful things I do not want to do, but I did it. I did them.
所以可见这个老我是多么可怕的事情。
So we can see that this old self in ourselves is very, very scary.
很多时候我们的侍奉或者我们的工作表现上哇很好。
Oftentimes we see ourselves perform very well in ministry, in our jobs.
但是有时候我们里面就有骄傲。
But therefore the pride comes out of our heart.
甚至选民啊，那个人什么的不是高抬自己。
And sometimes we look down upon other people to boast ourselves.
所以圣经讲的不错，人心比万物的诡诈更是坏到极处。
And that's why Bible said human hearts.Are the most shrewd and really, really twisted.
所以说我们表现很好。
Even though we exhibit good.
但是有时动机就错了。
But sometimes our motives were wrong.
所以我们要随时防备我们老五的这个攻击。
But we really have to be very careful about the old self innate in our heart.
不要给他有任何的机会来攻击我们。
Giving him no chance or occasion to attack us.
所以保罗说恐惧战兢做成得救的功夫。
So that's why Paul has said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
这是第一个行动。
This is the first act.
那第二个行动在十五节里面告诉我们。
The second thing he did is in verse 15.
他使你们无可指摘，诚实无过。
So that you may be blameless and innocent.
在这弯曲卑鄙的时代，做无瑕疵的儿女。
Children of God without blemish and in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation.
然后这一段怎么说？你们要显在这世代中。
Among whom you shine as lights in the world.
好像明光照耀。
To shine as lights in the world.
所以第二件事情就有关这个基督得救功夫的是显出来。
And the second thing that we have to do is to exhibit ourselves.
这个显出这个光来。
And so that we exhibit ourselves like light coming out.
这句话跟耶稣曾经讲过的很相似。
And this, this resembles a lot to the words by our Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督在马太福音第五章里面告诉我们。
Our Lord, Jesus Lord in the book of Matthew chapter 5, he says,
我说你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
如果你是光，你要照亮你的一家人。
You, if, as long as you are light, you should shine upon your family.
甚至你要照在人的面前。
And you are light, you should shine in front of people.
我们知道耶稣他是真光。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is the true light.
他是光的一切的源头。
He is the source, the origin of all the lights.
而我们的光，是因为我们接受了耶稣的光。
The light of ours is because we have received the lights from our Lord.
就好像我们在反射或者反照他的光。
It's pretty much like we reverberating the light from our Lord Jesus.
当神创造万有之后
After our Lord has created everything.
他是先照光的。
And he created light first.
然后才在天上把创造了这些星宿、月光、月亮、太阳。
He created the sun and the universe and the stars in the sky.
有些科学家在研究，到底有太阳才有光呢，还是有光才有太阳
？Many scientists have doing research, trying to find out. who comes first, the sun or the stars?
其实神的真理已经解决了。
And we can see that the truth of our Lord has already solved that.
如果没有光的话，就算有很多的星体在天上也不会发光。
So even though there is no light,There, no matter how many stars in the sky, they cannot shine.
所以这个比喻很恰当的。
So this is a very, very adequate example.
我们的神是发光。
Our light, our Lord is a shining Lord.
但是我们却是他的媒介。
And our, we are his creations, we are his media.
所以保罗说在这个弯曲卑谬的时代里面。
So that's why Paul said in the midst of this crooked and depraved world.
他要我们基督徒来发光。
And he asked our Christians to shine.
这里讲的弯曲的意思就是扭曲的意思。
And here it says crooked, it means twisted.
卑劣的意思就是刚浮倔强啊，自以为是的意思。
And also it means that people who are not pliable
啊，人常常以为这个把这个真的光变成黑暗。
And our people's job is to turn the true light into darkness.
啊，把颠倒，黑白颠倒。
And we change black and white.
滥用了许多的这个制度或者好东西。
We screwed up all the principles, the good principles and the rules.
就好像保罗在罗马书第一章就讲到，他说我们很多时候把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
So it's pretty much like what Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 1. Because of this, God hath given them over to shameful lusts, even their own women exchange natural relation for unnatural ones.
所以我们讲到啊自由人权的时候。
When we talk about liberal human rights.
我们这个是自由人权的国家。
This is a country of free human liberty.
我们常用一些虚词来掩饰这个罪行。
We also use lofty words to despise all this.
今天我们看到很多的这个谋杀的人可以辩驳成为合法一个精神病的人。
We can see that many murderers today can be turned into a psychologically patient.
所以他可以免去一些刑罚。
So that he is avoid of all punishment.
又或者圣经明明是谴责的一些的伦理的人伦的罪行。
In the Bible, we can see that this, the Bible clearly criticizing some values.
却成为了人说这个是人的权益我的选择我要保护这个人的权益。
But we interpret it as that these are our human rights, we must protect them.
所以为了防止这个歧视所以就不同的这个倾向的生活我们要保护他不要给他被攻击。
In order to criticize discrimination, we use other forms of words to defend them.
所以就歪曲了这个法律来去保护它。
We distorted laws to protect it.
啊，所以说你明白我讲什么，你就知道了。
But I think you should understand what I said.
所以这个是对下一代的这个产生很可怕的这一个的影响和冲击。
This has produced.A very terrible bad influence for our future generations.
我们看到相反的，魔鬼也用这个所谓的政教分离的这个先法。
And we can also see that Satan has used the same power of separation of church and state
来禁止基督徒在州立的学校进行宗教的一些活动。
So that they forbid Christians to proceed with Christian acts in schools.
甚至现在禁止一些的基督教的东西摆放在公众当中。
And right now, it is forbidden to display exhibits of Christianity in schools.
或者说在这个众议院或者什么议院里就这么开会的时候祷告也可能要不行了。
And even in hospitals, prayers.
是在这个下议院这个国会。
In Congress, in the United States Congress, prayers are not even allowed.
啊，他们还在争论中。
And they are still debating it.
但是很奇怪的，他们就是却允许一些新兴的宗教用别的活动 来刮你在学校里面来开班或者教导。
But they too, on the other hand, on the contrary, they allow other things from other religions to be exhibited in schools.
就好像包括印度的瑜伽啊，瑜伽。
That includes the瑜伽 from India.
啊，就是 yoga.
Yoga. I'm sorry.
或者中国道教的太极啊，可以在学校可以成为一个。
And they can also introduce Tai Chi from China in school.
做这个只是作为一个运动来推行。
As a physical exercise to promote.
所以你看到这个黑暗的势力实在渗透了这个时代。
But we can definitely see how deeply the darkness has permeated this world.
真的防不胜防啊。
And it is really, really defenseless.
就是一个弯曲的时代。
And so that's why it says it's a crooked, deprived world.
基督徒应该站在什么的位置上，怎么样的继续来为主发光呢？
What position as Christians we should take?To shine and to promote our own Christian values for our Lord.
不但弯曲，更是悖谬。
And not only this world is crooked but depraved.
但是也告诉我们，人以为是一切的真理。
People think that we are the truth of everything.
我们以为人就是最终的衡量者。
And we are the most important mirror in the world.
所以这个时代人不肯接受别人的权威。
But so that's why humanity cannot accept other sovereignties.
或者人家的权威的劝告
or people's suggestions and ideas from other things.
所以只要自己喜欢，谁也别来拦阻我。
As long as we like it, nobody can stop us.
这个思想危险地渗透了这个时代。
And this is so dangerous. This world is completely crooked.
但是保罗说，你们要选在这个时代中。
But Paul said, you choose to be in this world.
好像明光照耀。
Just like shine, a light shine in the world.
他要我们像一盏明灯照耀在这世界上。
He wants us to behave like a beacon in the world.
我们有极大的责任。
We have tremendous responsibility.
是黑夜或者明亮反射在主耶稣的生命里面的。
So that the dark and the light will be reflected represented in the word of our Lord.
让我们知道在宇宙间有一个永恒不变的真理。
So that we all know there is an eternal truth in the world.
所以因为人的这个刚斧或者倔强
Because of human beings' pride and
stubbornness. 所以不要这个永恒的道理。
And we reject eternal truth.
不要永恒的这个标准。
We decline eternal principles.
或者所谓的绝对的标准。
Or the absolute principles.
所以很多人喜欢就是伸缩性越多越好了。
Many people like flexibilities.
所以基督徒站在这个时代中。
And Christians in this world.
要如何让人了解到什么是真正的价值的。
What should we do to let people or to teach people to know what the real values are?
所以这里圣徒第二个功夫就是把真理从我们的生命选出来。
So the second mission of a Christian is to exhibit the truth of light of God.
啊，怎么选出来呢？
How should we achieve that?
啊，第十四节啊，继续来告诉我们了。
And verse 14 it says.
啊，这里其实告诉我们，凡事所行的，不要发怨言，起争论。
It says, do all things without grumbling and disputing, arguing.
就使你们第十五节，使你们无可指摘。
So that you may be blameless.
诚实无为。
Innocent.
在这弯曲卑微的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Children of God without blemish in the midst of the crooked and twisted generation.
啊，有一首诗歌我非常喜欢的。
I love one hymn.
啊，在其实，在我们的诗歌本243首里面。
It's in our hymn book number 243.
啊，那其实我要真诚，那个诗歌叫做。
And this.The title is I want to be honest.
好吧，就是 I want to be true or something like that. 所以这里这个诗歌讲到，我要真诚，莫负人家信任。
I be honest, not to fail people's trust.
我要洁净，因为有人关心。
I be pure, thanks to people's care.
我要刚强，人间痛苦才能当。
I be strong to bear sufferings and pains.
我要胆壮，困难不能阻挡。
I be bold to overcome all obstacles.
这里也讲到对人对神啊，都是这个事情。
And it also talks about a relationship between humans.
所以你自己回去看一下，这个诗歌非常有意思。
And you can go home and take a look at it. It's very interesting.
做一个做神无瑕疵的儿女，是一个不发怨言的。
And if we are blemished children, blemishless children of our God, we should not argue.
所以这个对神的不发怨言。
We should not argue.
对人来说是不起争执的。
For us, we shouldn't have dispute.
对自己总是真诚无瑕的。
And we should be honest and truthful to ourselves.
所以这样我们在这个时代一定能够发光。
So that's how we shine in this world.
然后最后一个行动是在十六节那边。
And the last act is in verse 16.
就是将生命的道表明出来。
Holding fast to the word of life.
叫我在基督日子好夸没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
So that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain.
这里讲到表明出来。
And it says that you have to hold fast to the world.
听过有人这样的来翻译这个表明。
And there are some people are translated this in this way.
在英文里面很有趣，就是有这个 hold on 跟 hold out 这两个字。
And in English this is very interesting. There are two expressions, hold on and to hold out.
就是持守，一个是持守的意思。
That means to hold down to something.
或者第二个是 hold out, 是呈现出来。
And the hold out means to exhibit, to manifest.
这个其实是两方面都有存在的。
But as a matter of fact, both are of them are true.
我们不但要持守生命的道。
Not only we have to hold on to the word of life.
我们将要把生命的道呈现在人的面前。
But we also need to hold out the word of life in front of people.
所以保罗说，如果这样的，我们就没有百活了。
So Paul said, if we do like this, we may be, we do not run in vain.
或者我们在主面前，在人面前，我们都没白活了。
So in front of our Lord and people, we do not work in vain.
人生最怕的一件事情。
The most, the terrible thing that we fear.
劳苦一生。
And we labor all life.
努力一生。
We make a lot of effort.
最后发觉我们是白费了。
But later on, we wind up being in vain.
我们赚取的所有东西都不能带去。
Everything that we earn in our lifetime, we cannot bring them with us.
有个人他没有妻子，也没有孩子。
There's a person wifeless and childrenless.
但是他很努力，很用功的去工作，就赚取了很多。
But he works very, very hard to make a huge fortune.
他把他钱所有的就放在银行里面存着。
He put all his money in the bank.
有一天他去这个出纳机 ATM 就查一下还剩下多少钱。
One day he goes to the ATM to check his own balance.
他一打发现只有一个字剩下就是零。
And when he opens his account, there's only one word left, which is zero.
再按还是零。
He keep pushing the buttons, he couldn't believe it, but it's still a zero.
他就晕过去了。
And he...fainted away.
如果你想想我们基督徒最重要的是什么呢？
But as far as our Christians are concerned, what is the most important thing for us?
就是有一天我们站在耶稣基督的面前。
That's one day we stand in front of our Lord.
站在审判的台前。
So that to receive his judgment.
我们发现我们空跑，我们徒劳，那是多可怕。
We find out that we run and labor in vain all our lives.
有一次我开车到要想到一个 mall, 一个很大的 mall 里面。
Once upon a time, I drove to a very huge mall.
我们现在很相信一样东西，就是 GPS, 有没有听过？
Now we have too much faith in a very modern device. It's called GPS.
手机也有 GPS, 什么都有 GPS.
Every device, cell phone, iPhone, e-phone, whatever, they have a GPS.
我就打进去那个地址。
I punch in the address.
甚至走了五里、十里、十五里还找不到。
5 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles away, the GPS couldn't find it.
所以这叫白走了。
That's what we call that we run in vain.
所以如果我们把神的正道透过我们今生的生命活出来的时候。
But if we live out the true, truth of our Lord by our own deeds.
我们就可以好像保罗所说的，我们好夸我们没有空跑，没有徒劳了。
So that we can say that we may be proud that we did not run in vain and labor in vain.
所以保罗的方法就是一个消极的方法，就是没有空跑，没有徒劳。
It looks like Paul's way is pretty passive.
如果一生只是赚了一点的成功，一点的名，一点的物质的享受，但最后离开世界却带不去的话，我们就空跑了。
But if we earn some fame, some money, some name, reputation, but you know we didn't earn the truth, we really run in vain. We could not bring them with us.
但是保罗说什么呢？
But what Paul has told us,
但是第17节到18节怎么说?
In verses 17 through 18, it says,
他说他有信心就, 意思就是说他好像惦记就是愿意死。
Even if I am to be poured out,
但是他还有喜乐。
还是什么?
还有喜乐的。
But he has joy.
并且跟他们信徒一同的喜乐。
And he rejoiced with his disciples.
所以他说你们也照样的喜乐。
But likewise he said, you should be glad and rejoice with me.
我常常提醒我自己。
I remind myself all the time.
不要怕为主太过劳苦。
Don't be afraid of working too hard for our Lord.
不要担心付出太多。
Don't worry about paying too much.
人就是有软弱。
And we humans have weaknesses.
最近我们教会在几方面有非常大的突破。
And we have, our church has quite a few breakthroughs in many things.
就好像我们要把这个教堂买下来。
And one of them is that we have to purchase this church.
这是勇敢的突破。
And this is a very, very courageous breakthrough.
另外我们也担起了教育下一代属灵的这个重任啊。
And we also bear the burden to teach our future generation as a huge burden.
所以这个突破带来了什么呢?
What does this breakthrough have brought to us?
更多的付出。
And many, many efforts.
更多的摆上。
Many, many services.
但是我告诉你,
But I'm telling you,
我可以向你保证,
I can guarantee to you,
你这样为神而摆上的时候,
when you exhibit yourself for our Lord,
就算丢了自己的生命,
even though you lose your own life,
但是值得的,
but it's worth it.
因为这是永恒的投资。
Because this is eternal investment.
永恒的福分。
This is going to give you eternal blessing.
没有什么能夺去我们这些的福分。
Because nothing will deprive us of this eternal blessing.
所以在第十八节那边说，我们就可以真正的喜乐了。
That's why Paul said in verse 13, likewise you should also be glad and rejoice with me.
所以求主帮助我们。
We pray that God help us.
主帮助我们这个教会。
So God helps this church.
我们教会不大。
Our church is not very large.
但是我们的教会有神给我们的恩典。
But our church has a lot of blessings from our Lord.
我们有许多有爱心的弟兄姐妹。
We have a lot of loving brothers and sisters.
我们有许多愿意付出的弟兄姐妹。
We have a lot of brothers and willingness are who are willing to put themselves up.
我们也有许多愿意为主摆上的弟兄姊妹。
We have a lot of brothers and sisters who are willing to commit themselves.
我们要求主继续兴起我们。
And we also pray that Lord has revived even more brothers and sisters.
一起同心合意来。
So that we work to serve him in our Lord.
就好像真理所教导我们的。
And so just as the truth has told us.
我们要做成。
We must work out. We must achieve.
现在还有表明出来。
We must work this out now.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在你面前。
Lord, we all brothers and sisters in front of you.
我们先承认你是万有的主。
Lord, we recognize that you are the creator of everything.
你是生命的主。
Lord, you are the savior of life.
在你没有难成的事。
Nothing is too hard for you.
虽然我们看为是非常艰难的。
Although everything appears to be very harsh for us,
包括我们自己的生命，
including our own life,
我们的家庭，
our own family,
我们身体的健康，
our own health,
我们父母的需要，
the needs of our own parents,
我们孩子们的成长，
our future of our children,
我们教会的建造，
and the building up of our church.
哦，主啊，太过重担了。
Lord, there is so much burden.
但是你却说你要与我们一起来承担。
But Lord, you have told us that you will bear all this with us.
当我们愿意为你去做见证的时候。
Lord, when we want to testimony for you.
当我们愿意把你的福音再传开的时候。
When we are willing to spread your words.
你就说要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Lord, you have told us that you will be with us until the end of the world.
我们要感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you, we thank you.
让我们在这个弯曲卑谬的时代。
Lord, in this crooked and depraved world,
我们能成为明光照耀。
So that we become a real light that shine upon.
见证我们是你无瑕疵的女儿女。
To testify that we are your blemishless children,
使你的名字得到荣耀。
So that your name be glorified.
感谢赞美你。
Lord, thanks to you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.